Back now with day-to-day, you don't want spam, junk email, but you might want a reminder from your bank or your mortgage company to pay your bills, and those reminders may not always get to you with the email filters that exist these days. So now, two big email providers think they have a solution to give businesses a way to get their email delivered directly to your inbox. From the Marketplace News Bureau in New York, Bob Moon joins us with the details. And Bob, this service involves, I assume, some money.
It does indeed. Both America Online and Yahoo are planning to start offering this service. It's primarily aimed at businesses in the next couple of months. The question here is how you define spam. It's not just any business correspondence that you might receive in your email, as you suggest. Sometimes you might want to receive advertising from a particular merchant, or you might want to get a legitimate email from your bank or somebody else. And that's the idea behind this service. Companies would pay a fee. It would range from a quarter of a penny to 1 cent per email, and they'd be guaranteed that their messages wouldn't get filtered out. And in fact, they would bear a seal that would alert the recipient of the email that they are indeed legitimate. The problem here, as you mentioned earlier, is that if your bank or somebody else has your email address now and they send you something, there's a chance that the email, legitimate though it may be, might be intercepted by these automatic spam filters and deleted before you actually see it. Or at least it could be diverted to a spam folder that you might not check all the time. And this way, banks and retailers and other businesses that send a lot of email but do it legitimately would be able to make sure that it gets through.
So what's to prevent spammers from signing up for the service?
Well, even at a penny an email, this would end up costing companies a lot of money to flood everybody with unwanted email. The way that these scammers work, they flood everybody with spam. So even with only a fraction of people responding, they can make a profit. In this case, the companies that sign up would get a report of how many emails were actually received successfully. So they would actually be able to see what they're getting for their money. The service is being offered through a company called Goodmail Systems. And a spokesman for AOL says so far the American Red Cross, the New York Times Company, and the credit reporting company Experian have signed up to use this program.
So, Bob, where is this all leading? Are we eventually going to have to pay to send emails?
Good question. No indication of that right now, but AOL and Yahoo say that this plan is totally optional. Only a tiny fraction of those sending email will it apply to. But it does kind of raise the question, will we have to pay eventually? Both say right now that those who don't pay a fee will still be able to send their email the same way. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into what the chocolate industry is doing to fight child slavery on cocoa farms.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.